Here's one that came in yesterday on Facebook, Congresswoman Custer. If she was presented with a bill to fully legalize cannabis, would she support it? If not, why not? And again, I want to thank that person for the comment. Go ahead, Congresswoman.
Sure. Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate it. And I welcome your comments on this because I presume they mean in Congress as federal legislation.
Yes, given
across the
whole
country.
Of right. State laws that we're seeing
right.
nowadays.
So I think what I'm looking for on this issue, and I'm open to getting this from constituents, so feel free to weigh in. I'm looking for research, medical research preferably, on the impact of legalization in Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. Because at this point, I'm getting mixed messages. You may know that I'm very, very involved in the heroin epidemic, combating the heroin epidemic. And the research that I have seen falls in two directions. One is that people with anxiety that may be self-prescribing, that marijuana, cannabis would be a better alternative for them, that they don't have a good alternative for their anxiety at this point, and that that may be something that could be used. And I think, again, New Hampshire's decision to use medical marijuana may be very helpful in this regard. We may get some new insight. But I also hear from people, and I'd spend a lot of time talking to people in recovery who started down the path of their drug use with cannabis, marijuana at a very young age, often in their early teens. And I just don't think we have enough information about the impact for people in their early teens as their brains are developing. So I haven't made a final decision on this. I think that where we are now, going state by state, is actually a good thing so that we can get the research to know the impact on the society, the impact on public health, and just where we go from here.
Very quickly, and then I want to go back to Josh. My understanding, Congresswoman, is that research has been lacking because marijuana is still classified as, I think it's a Schedule I drug. It's still classified as a very dangerous drug, and there are lots of limitations on research. So the research that you seek may not be forthcoming given the restrictions that the government has put on
research. Well, what the restriction is about, and I would be very interested in changing this so that we can get the research. The research can happen in Colorado, in Oregon, in Washington State. Here in New Hampshire with the medical marijuana, we can have research.
They'll have to fund it themselves, though, state by state. They won't get
federal. No. If they're in that state,
I see.
It won't be a problem. It's the fact that they can't ship the marijuana to use it in their state. So, but I would be very interested in legislation that would make sure that we can facilitate the research.